go to bed. Will you please read me one more story?
Okay, honey. But just one more. And this one is going to be about Christmas. When all the folk of David went into Bethlehem on that great day, you had no woman friend to help or comfort you. Just the long, cold ride with patient Joseph. Soon the cruel darkness of night fell, and no one welcomed you or even opened their doors. But the greatest, most colossal thing that ever happened on earth took place in all this gloom. And when you held him in your arms in wonder, the whole earth shook like a mighty thunder. God's son, your boy. The bright star shone in the sky. The shepherds and wise men came, and yes, with gifts. Yes, gifts. And that tradition has prevailed through the years. Yes, there is to this day, centuries later, a mystery and anticipation in the days before the holy day of Christmas. Mother most fair, you need not look for any cave or stall at all to lay your dear son down. Lay him in my arms to sleep. Lay him in my heart to always keep. And when all the choirs of angels with seraphim and cherubim gather around the lowly crib at midnight Christmas, I will be there. I will be there, adoring him, loving him.
Night, night, Grandma. I love you.
I love you too. Good night, sweetheart, and Merry Christmas.